Hello everyone, this is Keith Wall with A Word on Wednesday. So the word we're talking about today is you build or tear down with your words. In Matthew 12:37, for by your words thou shalt be justified and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. That's every word you're speaking. So all your words should be in line with the word of God. In Psalm 19:13-14. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. See, we've got to be submitted to God. Let him direct us. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and shall be innocent from the great transgressions. So we realise that now we've got to line up with the word of God. Now listen to the next verse. Let my words, so you're submitting your mouth, or you're speaking to God. Let my mouth and my meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So we're submitting to God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. So we're relating to a relationship with God so that He is censoring us, if you like, to speak in line with his word. And in Psalm 91, Psalm 91:1-4, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So we are abiding in our relationship with God. I will say, now this is important. What are you saying? I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wing thou shalt trust. His truth shall be a shield and buckler. All right. So we are saying something. We're not just, well, in the other scripture it says we say and we meditate, but we're saying something. What are we saying? We're speaking in line with the word of God, that I will say of the Lord. So we find out what the Lord has made available to us, not just in the verses I'm giving you today, but in all the scriptures that you should find what the Lord is saying to you, but then you should be saying. I'll read that verse again in verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. So we're totally trusting in God. And this is why you need the word of God. If you don't know the word of God, how can you trust in the word of God? And in Psalm 119:105, the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And as I just said, if you don't know the word of God, how can it be a lamp and a light for your path? How can it help you? You must know the word of God. And then we need to do the word of God. And in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess, so we're confessing with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So two things here. The word of God has to be in your heart or in your spirit, and then it has to be in your mouth. You must be speaking it. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So it has to be in your heart and your mouth. But you've got to do that. The word of God must be in your heart or in your spirit and in your mouth, so you can receive God's blessing. Now, this is advice. Study the word of God. Believe the word of God. Speak the word of God. So you've got to do all that. You must study it. You've got to know it, to speak it, to believe it. And then you speak it. So the word of God is doing, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their transgressions, from all their oppressions. So if you don't know the word of God, you won't get what God's got for you. But you must stay with the word. You must speak the word of God and then do the word of God. Other people, now, number one, God should be hearing from you, right? Other people should be receiving a benefit with your relationship with God for other people. You should be a better person, a far better person, for your relationship with Jesus Christ and a benefit to other people. We're not just living unto ourselves. We live, first number of all, we live for God through Jesus Christ. And then we live for other people. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for each one, that they are blessed this day, that they hunger and thirst after the word of God, hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they submit to you so they can receive your benefits through what you've done for us through Jesus Christ. God bless you and thank you very much.